Welcome to Encore. That was David Greeley with La Mala Rose. And today's a special edition of Encore. We have Miss Jennifer Guidry here today. And she's going to be talking to us a little bit about the In Your Own Backyard series that CSET presents. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
So y'all have a backyard series coming up this Tuesday night?
That's correct. We are continuing the series through the end of this year in its current format. And so we're really excited about these last couple of months and the topics that we have to present to the public. This Tuesday is Louisiana Basketry Traditions, and we've got Debbie Clifton, who's a curator at the Lafayette Science Museum, moderating, and we have people from the Chittimacha, Coushatta, and Houma Nations coming to talk to us about their different kinds of basket weaving techniques.
Mm, that's awesome. I saw some little pine needle baskets at the powwow in Kinder recently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were really beautiful pieces. So what time is that going to be this Tuesday night?
The Backyard Series is always on the second Tuesday of the month, of course. And we open the doors around 6 so that people can come in and get dinner and get settled and visit a little bit. And then we begin the program at 6:30.
Just curious, what are y'all going to have for supper?
Everybody wants to know. It's such a popular question. Typically, it's either gumbo or jambalaya. Mm-hmm. And even though it's been really warm lately, they've had success serving gumbo like throughout the summer. So I am anticipating it being gumbo again.
Yeah, I love gumbo. And the food there is really good. The gumbo is really good there, too.
They do have a very good gumbo.
Cool. Well, I play some of the... I edit down the In Your Own Backyard series from time to time and play them here for my show. And most recently I did the one on the baseball.
I caught a little bit of that one. Yeah, that was fun.
It was, yeah. I read a book about the Japanese Baseball League and Americans in the Japanese Baseball League recently. And it was really cool to hear people tell stories about it. Well, maybe we can talk about the changes that you'll have coming up.
Yeah.
In a minute, we'll play some music first, and then we'll get back to talking about the Backyard Series of Miss Jennifer Ritter Guidry. Sorry.
It's okay.
We're going to listen to something by Jesse Stafford first, and it's something called Je M'en Dors.
Je suis un peu, le soleil est couché, je suis bien loin de la maison. Qu'avez-vous, oui, belle blonde, qu'avez-vous, oui, belle brune. C'est tout pour la blonde et rien pour la brune. Je m'en dors et je suis un peu. Le soleil est couché, je suis bien loin de la maison. Qu'avez-vous, oui, belle blonde, qu'avez-vous, oui, belle brune. C'est tout pour la blonde et rien pour la brune. Oh, les gens de Kralé sont toujours dans le chemin, sont toujours dans le chemin, à chercher à malfaire. Avec le jog au flambeau, c'est le ferraille à la porte. Sont toujours dans le chemin, à rechercher à mal faire. Je m'endors, et j'ai soif et j'ai faim. Le soleil est couché, je suis bien loin de la maison. Bye bye, oui, belle blonde, qu'avez-vous, oui, belle brune. C'est tout pour la blonde et rien pour la brune.
Song reminds me of them working men I used to work with down there in Houston, like Clarence Free J, Pedo, Chick Stroud, all them old pipelines. I'm gonna Glenn tell them about it.
I'm an old pipeliner, gonna lay my line all day. I got 4 or 5 women just waiting to draw my pay.
Yeah.
I got 9 little puppies in 1 old shaggy house.
Just one?
I got 9 little puppies in 1 old shaggy house.
Don't do nothing but just lay around.
Yeah.
see me coming, better raise your window high.
And the barber.
When you see me coming, better raise your window high.
High, baby, high.
And when you see me leaving, better hang your little head and cry.
Uh-huh, cry.
I got an old red rooster, one little banny hen.
One hen?
I got an old red rooster, one little banny hen.
What you gonna do with one hen?
Baby, she lays eggs for all them pipeline men.
Damn, what a
come
hen.
On now. I walk up that big boss man and I say, man, I put in 80 hours this week. You owe me $65. He said, get on away from here. I said, I'll get on away from here when you give me my money. Say, I'm in the mood for love. Come here, honey. Let's dance.
Oh, looking good, Rob. Looking good.
Oh, you know how you love your pipeline man.
Ow!
About all I can stand.
Come on, get out.
And that was Amadei Ordoin and Dennis McGee with Madame Etienne. And before that, the Hackberry Ramblers with Old Pipeliner. And Jesse Stafford with something called Je M'Endors. And you're listening to Encore. I'm your host, Megan Brown. And today in the studio, we have Miss Jennifer Guidry. And I misspoke earlier when I called her place of employment CSET. It is currently known as...
It's the Center for Louisiana Studies. And CSET is a division of the Center for Louisiana Studies. And we worked quietly this year to kind of phase the name CSET, Center for Cultural and Ecotourism, out of use and to better explain the organizational structure of the Center for Louisiana Studies. It was kind of complicated to have a center within a center, and we recognized that. So the division formerly known as CSET is now known as the Programming and Special Projects Division, which accompanies the publishing division, which is the UL Press, and then the research division, which houses all of our archival collections and heads up all of our fieldwork projects.
Right. And that's the archives that she's talking about is the same archives that I usually talk about on the show. Some of the music that I have played on the show is from those same archives. I haven't been there in a little while. I need to find some time to go back and...
Yeah, we've got some great new stuff. So there's there'll be some nice new things to promote or to play through the show.
Yeah. What kind of... Y'all got some new collections donated?
Yeah, we've had a couple collections come in over the summer. Not all of them have been digitized yet. We have some... we've most recently been working on some really interesting oral history interviews conducted by Jason Terrio, who's a historian out of Houston. And he did a series of three books on veterans' stories from different wars. And all those veterans are from this area.
Oh, wow.
So he recorded all of his interviews on microcassette. So it's one of our interesting processes at the center is having to go out and find some original equipment to play the material on so that we can run it through our soundboard and into the computer to make digital versions of all of that material available.
Yeah, recently someone asked me about how they could digitize a wax cylinder.
Oh, that's really hard to do.
Yeah, how they could find the equipment to play it back and digitize it. But
well, the oldest material that we had in the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore was on wax cylinders, and we had to enlist the help of the Library of Congress to get it digitized.
Okay. Awesome. So earlier we were talking about the In Your Own Backyard series, or the Backyard series, and y'all are going to be having some new changes soon?
Yes. Well, this is our fifth year of the Backyard series, and it is a grant-funded project that allows it to be open to the public and free. And we have exhausted our grant sources of funding. And so our last event this year will also serve as a kind of fundraiser. We always close out the Backyard series every year in December by doing it, the topic evolution of Cajun and Creole cooking. Mm-hmm. And this year we were able to recruit a sponsor to provide us with beer so that we can highlight cooking with beer. And awesome. We also have a guest chef coming in to cook for us, and there will be a suggested donation at the door.
And when is that?
That'll be in December. Okay. I believe it's December 10th.
Okay. Awesome.
Second Tuesday of the month in December.
Awesome.
Yep. And it'll still be at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. Everything, you know, the format will not change through the end of the year. But in 2014, we are going to change it up a little bit. In the Backyard series will be a quarterly event. That'll be a day and a half. And it'll have like symposium type activities or workshop kind of events. And then we'll still have an evening event as well. So that's still in the familiar format of the Backyard series that people know now.
Awesome. That sounds really cool. Well, we're going to listen to some more music and then talk about some other things coming up that the Center for Louisiana Studies is going to be releasing.
my money. Obama, Johnny McAbee, Obama.
Welcome back to Encore. That was Buzu Chavis with Johnny Billy Goat. And before that, Zydeco Force with I'm On My Way. And the Jimmy Peters Ring Dance Singers. And they did something called Grand Bois Zydeco. And I picked that Buzu song specifically because Jennifer has some news about a forthcoming CD that the Center for Louisiana Studies is going to put out. And yeah. It's a bunch of Buzu music?
Or? Yeah, well, we have a few. We have right now we have two CD series. We have our Louisiana Folkmaster series, and we also have the Rubber Bootleg series, which we partner with Festival Zycadia and Creole to produce, and Valcor Records helps us distribute and promote those CDs. And so this is the installment that will be debuting this year on the festival stage next month in October. And the festival this year is dedicated to Buzu Chavis. So we wanted to highlight archival performances that we have of him at Festival Zycadia. And so we have 2 years of festival performances to pull from for this CD. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about it. We just got the artwork in. It looks really good. And we'll have that CD out and available at the festival. And we'll be accepting pre-orders pretty soon.
Nice. Yeah. And how can they pre-order, anyone that wants one?
We haven't got it all set up yet, but they'll probably be able to go to the Valcor Records website. Okay. And place their orders there. And, of course, they can always come out to the festival and buy them directly at the festival.
Cool. Awesome. Sounds like a really fun project to work on.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. The Rubber Bootlegs series is a more informal kind of CD series. Mm-hmm. And it's all pulled out of performance recordings from the festivals. We serve as the official repository for Festival Zycadia and Creole. And so we've worked very hard over the last 5 years or so to accumulate all known recordings of festival performances. Mm-hmm. So we have some from the very early years. We have a few gaps in the 80s and 90s. And then we've got a pretty solid representation from like 1990-91 through the present. Thanks in large part to KRVS. Mm-hmm. Because they've always live streamed the festival performances, and they either recorded them here or people at home would record them,
right?
The radio broadcast. And in fact, a lot of the material we have from the 90s is from Bill Bolins, another mm-hmm. KRVS DJ who was recording the radio broadcast through his VCR onto VHS tapes. And I had never heard of doing that before. We started working on that project and found out that that's the only known recordings that exist are these VHS tapes of festival performances.
And that's where last year y'all put out a CD with his recordings as well, right?
That's right. That's right. He was so gracious to donate all of his recordings to us. And he, over the years, he had kind of made his own like best of compilation. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to highlight all of that dedication of his in that work. And so we put out a CD of his selections from the recordings that he had accumulated through the radio broadcast onto VHS tape.
Yeah, it's a nice CD. I saw it while I was pulling these CDs out. Well, let's play a little bit more Boozoo. And then we'll get back to some more talk. And we're going to listen to something called I Got a Paper in My Shoe.
Oh, yeah.
I got a paper in my shoe. I got a paper in my shoe. What your mama don't know, and what your papa don't like, what your mama don't know, and what your papa don't like. I got the paper in my shoe. We'll be right back.
baby. I wanted you to be my girl. All of my life I wanted you, baby, yeah. I wanted you to rock my world. Are you gonna be with me tonight, baby? Girl, you know I'll treat you right. Baby, 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 baby. Why you wanna make me cry? Alright. Thank you.
And that was Boisse Cordouin and Ken Ray Fontenot with Bonsoir Moro. And before that, Preston Frank with Why You Wanna Make Me Cry, and Buzu Chavis with Got a Paper in My Shoe. And when we took that little music break, Jennifer and I were talking about the new CD that the Center for Louisiana Studies is putting out on the bootleg series, and it's about Buzu Chavis. And you had to do a little bit of research when y'all were putting this CD out.
Yeah, I worked on the liner notes, and so I had to. I learned a lot about Buzu in the process, and it was very interesting. He was one of those musicians who had started off in the music industry when he was young, and then left it for a few decades, and then came back as an older, seasoned musician, and really took the scene by storm. Mm-hmm. And he was very determined in how he played. He played the old style. He used the diatonic button accordion specifically, and cultivated the sound like that. I think he also, was very adamant about playing in French as much as singing in French as much as possible.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. So it's interesting. And, he had his own trail ride, and he would play on his trail mm-hmm. ride. And but he also he did the festival circuit, and he did travel extensively.
Yeah. Do you know if they still do that trail ride in honor of him?
I'm not sure. That would be something to look up and go to if they are still doing it, though.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. So what 2 years? You said you pulled the music from two different years from Festival Acadien Creole. What 2 years was it? I'm just curious.
I'm having to think really hard about that now. I know it was 1989. And I guess, so it was like 87 and 89
okay.
performances.
All right.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
That's what they are. And like I said earlier, we mostly use 1 year's performance. So
okay, yeah.
And we did use Bill Boland's VHS tape recordings.
Nice.
Yeah. But, it was a good mix from the soundboard that year. And so the radio broadcast was really strong. So. Mm. It came out sounding really well.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the recording should sound real good nowadays with the newer technology. I think Carl records them all, huh? Do they get
yes.
sent straight to y'all?
Well, the KRVS does record some of them here, and then now we've got it set up so that the sound engineer at each stage records them in multi-track format so that okay. we have... full control over
mixing
when we do go into the studio for that.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get back to some more music since the show's winding down. We're going to listen to another one by Boisse Cordouin and Ken Ray Fontenot. Be something called Jongle à moi.
Oh,
And that was D.L. Menard with Je peux pas t'oublier, Can't Forget You. And before that, Macaulay Reed and Vadrine with something called Rosalie, one of my favorite CDs. And we started that little set off with Boisec Ardoin and Ken Ray Fontenot, something called Jongle à moi. And we're coming to the end of the show. And this hour we've had Miss Jennifer Ritter-Guidry in the studio. And thanks for joining me, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you for having me today, Megan. I've really had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope, I think our listeners have learned something, some valuable information, and got lots of things to look forward to. I hope you had your notebook out and your calendar writing stuff down. But if you didn't, you can go to the website and listen to the podcast. It'll be up later this week on KRVS.org under the program Encore. And I am your host, Megan Brown. Encore plays every Saturday at 7 a.m. and every Sunday at 3 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7. And I think we're going to go out with one more song. And again, I want to say thank you again, Jennifer, for joining me. I hope you all enjoyed the show. We're going to go out with something by John Dellafoss, The Poor Man's Two-Step. We'll see you next week.
Never you've been anything by John Dellafoss and Eunice Playboys. We're going to do something called The Poor Man's Two-Step.